The great, big, exciting thrill ride amusement park might become virtual pretty soon because economics.
A typical, you know, headset cost right now is around $400 versus, you know, these big, you know, cave systems or these old 3D, you know, big platforms with big screens. They can cost millions of dollars.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Oh, the benefits of a vertically integrated entertainment behemoth. Disney has just opened a virtual reality ride called Star Wars Secrets of the Empire at Disney World. Riders decked out in VR gear go on a mission to recover intelligence that's essential to the rebellion's survival. And this virtual reality might also be the future of amusement parks. Albert Perez is co-founder of Doghead Simulations, a virtual reality software company, and is an advisory member at Full Sail University in Orlando. I asked him how VR works in theme parks.
It's basically what you would think it is, right? You put on a headset and then you are transported to this virtual world. It could be a medieval world. It could be, you know, sci-fi. It could be in outer space. It could be on Earth. Usually how these, you know, theme park rides do it is they give you a little backstory and then they put on the headsets and the different gears that you have. You know, there's different kinds of, you know, theme park rides. There's rides where you sit in these little simulator chairs to kind of rock you around, or it could be a free form. You know, you walk around with, you know, with your VR track weapons, fully body track, and you're walking around with other people.
Yeah. How real do you think it's going to get? Is there wind? Is there smell-o-vision? What are we talking here?
It gets really crazy. There's different ways you can do it, right? So there's one where you can actually be on a real roller coaster. So you basically strap on a real roller coaster, put on the headset, and they start you off on that roller coaster. And you'll feel the wind. You'll feel all the G sensations as you're pulling left, right. And they synchronize that perfectly with the headset you're viewing. And you can even put, like I said, the smell-o-vision. You know, for example, if you're flying over an orange orchard, you can smell oranges.
It sounds a little terrifying, but I guess, you know, a lot of rides are terrifying. That's the point.
Yeah, I mean, they can be because, you know, if you are terrified of heights, you put in VR, yeah, they put you on top of a building on a plank, walk that plank, you know, your real fears kick in and, you know, people will do the same thing as if they were in the real world.
So how many amusement parks are incorporating virtual reality elements into their ride? Is this a big growth area?
Yeah, it is. Like almost every single theme park has one, especially here in Orlando. Universal has one. Disney is opening up their Star Wars one. China is huge. So they're almost done with this $1.5 billion virtual reality theme park where everything has VR in it. And it's just they're spending so much money.
It seems like these sort of electronic rides are a big trend. Is it cheaper to build those than to maintain, you know, a big physical ride like a roller coaster?
Yes. For example, like, you know, a typical, you know, headset cost right now is around $400 to $500, depending on which brand you buy, versus, you know, these big, you know, cave systems or these old 3D, you know, big platforms with big screens. They can cost millions of dollars. And the big thing is with the VR headsets, you can program all kinds of experiences in them. You're not trapped with just one kind of experience that's expensive to make on a custom hardware, because VR is so consumer driven right now that a lot of people, you know, in their bedrooms or garages can make these VR experiences.
So Disney created this trailer, this like cool immersive trailer for this ride. But that made me wonder whether advertising opportunities exist with VR that don't, you know, with a roller coaster. Like, could there be ads in the experience?
Oh, of course, yeah. Going with that technology, the advertisers can figure out, all right, when we do this simulation, where do people look? What do people see? And they can strategically place these advertisements where they need, they know that people will look at that 90% of the time.
That was Albert Perez, co-founder of the virtual reality software company Doghead Simulations. Side note here, I asked Albert if maybe virtual reality would fix the thing where I want to throw up just by looking at a roller coaster, even though, of course, VR has its own set of motion sickness issues. And sadly, he said, nope, if you're a barfer, you're going to stay a barfer. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.